Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. Happy Fridays, my darlings, and happy almost weekend. It's time for our Feel Good Friday practice of the week. So a little self-care practice to help us feel good and nourished. Today, as this week has been all about routines and habits and some organization, I want us to take a moment to look over our calendars. Yeah, I said it. It is actually a part of self-care to make sure that we have a calm and structured week ahead. I personally am not one of those people that likes to sit down with my calendar or with my schedule. But every single time I do, even if it's just 5 minutes to plan out my day or to plan out my week, it makes a difference in how I feel. And also it gives me that sense of anticipation and knowledge around what's to come.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So today or anytime this week and whenever you have a chance, I want you to sit down, look at your calendar for the next week and really ground into the energy that you want to tap into. So look over all of your commitments that you have over the next week, all of your to-dos, look at the flow of your daily rhythm so that you can see where that routine you so deeply want to anchor into has possibility and flow, and where that routine might be a little bit stifled or where you might have a challenge. So if there's anything you need to change or shift or realign for next week to make sure that you have a routine that feels good, now is the time to do it. Don't wait for next week to get all panicky and feel really overwhelmed and busy and then make a change, but look at next week right now. And if already now you can tell that, okay, my mornings are looking really busy, or you have these clusters in your day where you know you might get a little bit overwhelmed, see if you can shift some things over to another day, or maybe delegate or get some things off of your plate now, especially to make place and make space for the self-care practices that you need to anchor into to feel good. Your self-care should be part of your calendar. It should be in your schedule, not just something that happens at the end of the day if you have time, but make sure you schedule time for you the same way you schedule time to be with your kids or you schedule time for work commitments and meetings. Time for you should be the most important thing. So as you look over next week, where are the windows, maybe the natural little gaps and windows in your day where you can make sure you have space for yourself? And if you can, set that routine now so that at the same time every single day, you have that opportunity and possibility to come back home to yourself. Whether it's 30 minutes for your yoga practice every morning before you go to work, or making sure that you have a little gratitude practice to journal a little bit at the end of the day, going to the gym at lunchtime, you know, finding those windows and moments that work for you. So at least the very most important practice that helps you feel good in your body, that is there every single day. And if you're sitting here today doing this practice now of looking over your calendar and you realize you have no time for you, well, that's a big wake-up call. And if there's some big shift that you want to make in your life, maybe take today and this weekend to contemplate, how can you prioritize yourself a little bit more? How can you make space in your life for you? You know, you get this one life, so make sure you spend it in honor of your heart and of your body and of your soul. Don't work so hard that there is no space for play. As you do this practice, and maybe you think, how is this a self-care practice? I do this at the end of every single week. Make sure that you incorporate and drop into your affirmation for the year. Have you already forgotten about your intentions? I hope not. So as you plan your calendar for the next week, that's a great time to remember your affirmation and your intention for the year. How is this calendar and the things that you're doing next week, how does that align with the intention that you set for 2022? Maybe there is something that needs to shift or change a little bit to make sure that you are in honor of that intention every single day of the week. And sometimes it's a little bit of a wake-up call to see how we're actually living and remember how we actually want to live. So the time to bring that energy into your life is now. Don't wait until next week, but sit down for a sacred moment with your calendar today. And hopefully next week will be calm and peaceful and full of joy. I hope you enjoy this practice. I hope you make it sacred. I hope you get to remember your intentions, your word of the year. Return to that whenever you can. Have a beautiful weekend, and Yoga Girl Daily will be back on Monday.